We have a...
No.
Okay. We have a Gemara and Daf Samach Tes Amar Aleph and Maaseh Sanhedrin, where the Gemara has a statement that you go Basarayv indeed in the Nefashis. What do you mean you go Basarayv? If you have a split vote, you have a Bezna of 23, a Sanhedrin of 23, you have a split vote, 13 people say Chayiv, 10 people say Potter. That's the original Pasuk, Acharav Lahatos. The Iker Pasuk is, the Gemara says in Gimel and Beis, the Iker Pasuk is talking about Din Nefashis, that you go Basarayv. That the fact that you go Basarayv and Dini Maminus, if you have a split vote, it's 2-1, that's based on a Kal V'chomer from Dini Nefashis. But the original Pasuk goes on Dini Nefashis, so that we know for sure.
Is that only limited to one mandama? The Gemara says that Amor the Gemara is talking about, he doesn't hold a faith in Oseh, so he says that he learns that the Pasuk is about Hataya is for Dini Nefashis, and make a Kal V'chomer, but everyone else does hold that that's about Dini Nefashis.
Well, Tosis points out that the beginning half of the Pasuk, the first half of the Pasuk, is clearly talking about Dini Nefashis, because it says, L'siach Ram L'Rois. And the Gemara understands that to mean you can't go by a simple roiv. If you have a split vote of 12 to 11, 12 say chayv misa and 11 say pater, so you don't give einish misa based on a roiv of echad. In mamonis, you would give, let's say you would have a bezin of 23, judging dini mamonis, and you would have a split vote of 12 to 11, you would follow the 12. 12 say chayv, you would follow the 12. Why? So Tosfos says you can't call it Rois. Whatever, in Didi Mamonis you have two parties. Whatever is Toiva for one is Ro for the other one. The only time you apply the Pasuk, L'Siach Ram L'Rois, you can't use a simple Rois to give the Nefashis, is by Malkus on Niso, where there's only one person is being judged. So that's called the Ro. L'Siach Ram L'Rois. Rois means to be Mechayiv, the person. Didi Mamonis you don't call it L'Rois, because whatever is good for one is bad for the other. So the first half of the pasuk is clearly talking about the din nefashis, and then lintos acharam. Then the question is lintos. Lintos has the connotation of making a bezin noita. You should never have an even number bezin. Acharam lahatid go basarayv. That's the machlokes atanaim. So one tana says the whole pasuk is only talking about. Rabbi Yoshi says the whole pasuk is only talking about nefashis. The first part l'siach ram l'ros. The second part lintos, and the third part. Acharam lahatas, the whole thing is only din nefashis. Then how do you know mamonis? So Gemara says a kal v'chomer, right? If you're like the other tanoim, that lintos tells you need a bezin noita, and every bezin you need a bezin noita. So I mean, just the first third of the pasuk is reserved for the nefashis, and the second din and the third din apply all the time. You're right. The lintos applies to all but the din, according to Rabbi Yonason, and acharam lahatas applies to everything. You're right. Only according to Rabbi Yoshia. The first third of the pasuk for sure is only in nefashis. And the second part, lintos, and the third part, acham lahatas, that's the machlokes satanoim. Okay. Correct? So again, so if you have a split vote that you go basarayv, that's the pasuk, acharam lahatas. The shaila is, what about other cases of roiv? So the Gemara says, other cases are also good. So we pointed out, from the Tzavtan's Panech on the Rambam, and Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik. The first two cases that the Gemara quotes about Ben Sora Moreh, still Chayiv Misa, even up until the age of Bar Mitzvah, plus 3 months, still a full 3 months, that's in Koveya Halochas, when you're establishing what the din is. The Tzavtan's Panech wrote a Chiddush. I don't know if we have to go so far. He says, what if the child, on the day of his bar mitzvah, he gets married, and his wife becomes pregnant, and it's a 7-month pregnancy, and it's hukah ha'uber after 2 months and 10 days? Can he become a ben sora moreh in the next 20 days? I would have said no. That's bein v'loy av. That's already bein v'loy av. So indeed in the nefashis, we darshan the psukim, we bend over backwards to darshan the psukim law. Not only did we say bein v'loy av, bein v'lo haroy l'kroso av, theoretically, he could have gotten married on the day of his bar mitzvah, and he could have made his wife pregnant, and she could have been. But if she's mamish pregnant, and it's hukarub already, after 2 months and 10 days, he say even in that case also. So the Tosfos Panech says, The Gemara says you go basarab in establishing halachas, even if it is hulka rubra. I don't know if you have to go so far. I mean, the case is never going to come up in Zarma Lohai Velo Asad Lias. But the guy's going to get married on the day of his bar mitzvah. The whole thing is far-fetched, and she's going to become pregnant. And we, today, the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't know what the Gemara is talking about a seven-month pregnancy. We don't understand the whole Gemara. That's all over Shas. The Gemara talks about a nine-month pregnancy and a seven-month pregnancy. But that's the way he presents it. I don't know if you have to go so far, but the din, that the darshan psukim, din in the fashion is always lahakel. So there, you go basaroiv, you wouldn't go lahakel. You would say he can become a ben saramara till 3 months after his bar mitzvah, not till 2 months and 10 days. Okay. And then the other din also is in establishing being kaver the halacha. How precise do the witnesses have to be? When they say Be'ezer Yom Bachodesh, so they don't have to have the precise what day of the week. They have to know what was it. Was it Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday? No two ways about it. You don't say within a day or two. Everybody knows whether it's Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. But what day of the month it is, that within a day is good enough. Like days are sure. Within an hour, it can be an hour or two off. Adam Toy B'Shachas, Adam Toy B'Shtesho, so the halacha never required in the first place that the Adam should have such a dichotomy, they should know exactly, Beis HaShoah, Beis HaYom, what day of the month. Okay. So the first two cases, the Gemara quoted that you go basarayv and dina nefashas, that's in being kaveh halachas. But the third case, by the islanders, that's not mikaveh halachas, that's the question. Is the girl an eshes ish? Or maybe it's a kedusha tois. The girl is younger than 3 years old, she's just a little over 3 years old, so be also be a. After Bas Gimel Shonim Emechad Biyosabi, before Gimel Shonim Emechad Zay Biyosabi, so whoever will be Baalei will not be considered Baalei Shishish. So she's a young girl, we're not going to know for another 17 years whether she's going to be an islandess. You have to have some money, islandess, you have to see how the body's developing, you have to see whether, if there are Shtei Cyrus, then she's not an islandess. An islandess, everything is different. Islandess, everything is different. So the girl at the age of 3 years old, 4 years old, we don't know what's going to be in the future. So we go basarayv to say, most likely she's not an islandess, and therefore it's not going to be kedusha to us, and therefore she is an eshes ish. So you see that you go basarayv to give an einish misa.
Does Rabbi think that we can say from Tosfos that Rabbi Issachar is going to be stronger than Rabbi Eliezer Kaman?
Could be, could be. I don't know. That's the way we pointed out the sugya in Chulin. Daf Yud Aleph, going over to Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara there asks, "Menoha milsa damer rabban and zul basarubim." Where does it say in the Chumash? The Gemara quotes the pasuk Acher Amlantus. Then the Gemara says that only tells you if there's an aruba de isikamon, like if you have a split vote among the dayanim, it's 13 to 10. See, counting up people, how many people said chayv, how many people said potter, that's a ruba de isa kamon. So Gemara says, how do you know there's such a thing as a ruba de isa kamon? Gemara proves from Mishnah that there is such a din. But where's the pasuk? So it comes up, we don't have a pasuk. So what's taka the answer? So Gemara leaves it hanging in the air. What's the answer? So Rashi writes on the top of Daf Yud Beis and Manal, Rashi has two opinions. The Mordechai already cooks up on the Rashi. The Rashi had the two opinions. One opinion was, you're right, the pasuk only tells you Ruba de Isa Kamon, Ruba de Isa Kamon must be Allah al Moshe Messina. The other suggestion of Rashi was no. Once you have a pasuk on Ruba de Isa Kamon, so Ruba de Isa Kamon is also included, and you shouldn't argue. You shouldn't dingzach to say that there's a distinction. So that's the question. If you assume that all this is included in the pasuk, if everything is included, can you say that one is stronger than the other? So that's what the Shev Shmaitzer thinks, that once you get to the Maskana, common sense dictates that a Ruba de Leis Kamon should be stronger than a Ruba de Issa Kamon, because Kachotiva Shalalam, all over the world, it's like this. That's the way it's in South Africa, and it's in Europe, and it's in Asia, and it's in America, and it's in Alaska. That's the way Rav Behemus Ksheris, Rav Noshem Misarbis Vyoldos, and Rav Behemus Anatrefus, and so on. All the Ruba de Leis Kamon. So the Shev Shmaitzer thinks that, if anything, the Ruba de Leis Kamon should be stronger than the Ruba de Issa Kamon. The Mayn Afkemina, so we'll soon see it in it. So and then Rabbi Yitzchak Ohana wasn't happy with that, because the way the Gemara reads in Chulin, the first parak, the Gemara starts off, how do you know there's a din of Azlina Bosa Ruba? The Gemara says, a pasuk in Chumash, Acharam Lahatis. The Gemara says, that only indicates Ruba de Issa Kamon. How do you know Ruba de Leis Kamon? Sounds like Ruba de Isa Kamon is more reasonable. Ruba de Isa Kamon, you don't really have a makam. And one opinion was it's only Allah al Moshe Mesinai. One opinion of Rashi. So even if you hold that it's all included, but if anything, the Ruba de Isa Kamon is a stronger rope than the Ruba de Isa Kamon. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan assumed. And the truth is, he wasn't happy with the Shev Shmaitza. What was the significance of the Shev Shmaitza? So the Shmaitza has like this. The Pasuk, we have four cases. You have one Pasuk, Al Pishnei Edom, Al Vishlosh Edom, Yochum Dover. The Gemara assumes that that Pasuk, Yochum Dover, goes on Mominus. Then you have a Pasuk, Al Pishnei Edom, Al Vishlosh Edom, Yumas Ameis. That's Din in the Foshas. So one Pasuk says that Mominus, Din in Mominus, needs to Edom. One Pasuk says, Din in the Foshas needs to Edom. Then you have a third Pasuk that says, a man is married and he has to get divorced. Ki Matzaba Ervas Dover. He discovers that his wife has Mezana Tachtov, and she's a Saita Asura al Baila. Kimotzabo Ervas Dover. How did he discover how many Edom do you have? Do you treat it like Edecha Nemen be Yisurim? So Gemara says, no, you're learning Zereshava Dover, Dover mean Mammon. Al Pishnei Edom, Al Pishlosh, Edom Yachim Dover is talking about Dini Mammonis. So this Pasuk that's talking about Dover should be Erva, Kimotzabo Ervas Dover. Therefore, he has to divorce his wife, must be requiring two Edom. So there are three cases. Two are Mefurish and Chumash, and the third one is Gzereshava. One case in Mamanus, one case in Nefash, and one case in Dovish of Yervo. All those three cases require two Kashra Edom. And the fourth category is Erech and Nam and Bisurim. So you have to figure out what belongs in the category of Bisurim or what belongs in the category of Dovish of Yervo. So it's not so easy. Different opinions in the Rishonim. So the Sheshmaitza assumes like this. If you have a Pasuk that says that you need two Edom, so the implication is that anything less than that is not acceptable. So Erechot is less than two Edom. And Roiv is also less than two Edom. Well, how do you know? What if you have a contradiction? You have the Roiv is that it's like this. And two Edom say, this case happens to belong to the Miut. So the Edom beat out the Roiv. The Roiv tells you what it's probably, tells you what the probability is. But it's not about Dois. And the two Edom are saying, but about Dois. This case belongs to the Miut. It's not the Roiv. So if you have two Edom contradicting a Roiv, two Edom have their Mamanus. So you see that two Edom are stronger than a Roiv. So if the Chumash says that for Mamanus and the Foshas of Hashadovish of Yerva, you need two Edom. So the Mashmoy says that Mamanus and the Foshas, you need two Edom. So anything less than two Edom should not be acceptable. So Yedechot should be not acceptable. And Roiv should not be acceptable. So that's what the Rambam writes. Yeroi Li, the Rambam in Perek Tazvav and Hilchas Yisuribiyah. Yeroi Li, the Rambam says in his opinion that if there's a Roiv to be Mechayiv a person dealing the Foshes, he can't give the death penalty based on a Roiv. So the Ravid asks, but it's against the Gemara. The Ravid says, in my Gemara, it's an Ed and Dav Samachtes, it says that you do, but go bus a Roiv and dealing the Foshes. So how does the Rambam deal with the Gemara? So the Shmaitza says, the Gemara is talking about a Ruba Delesa Kamon, that most women are not islanders. It's very far-fetched that a woman should be an islander. And the Rambam is talking about a Ruba Deisa Kamon. The Rambam is talking about an Asufi. We don't know who the father is, we don't know who the mother is. When the baby was Mamish, an infant, when this person was an infant, he was given up for adoption, and we have no information at all about the parents. You don't know if he's a Jew or a Goy. So the din is, the Mishnah says, a Machshir, and you go Basarai. Roiv of the women who live in this city who are able to give, you don't count the women 95 years old, roiv of the women who can be of childbearing age, if the roiv of the women are Jewish, then we assume that this baby is Jewish. This dummy, you have to, that's not really a fair roiv. You have to judge roiv of the women who are of childbearing age who would possibly give up a child in an anonymous fashion for adoption. It could well be that it'll be the roiv will be Nochrim. It could be that the roiv will not be Israeli. You can't just say the roiv of the women who are of childbearing age. Part of the roiv has to be childbearing age. They can possibly give birth to a child, and would they give up a child for to someone else? Would they just be mafka the child, leave him on the steps to the police station? You have to include that too.
Isn't that the
Machlokes
Yishonu
in the Mishnah?
Yeah.
The Chachamim disagree with that? That's not a good roiv. It's just say the roiv of the childbearing the women of the age that they can have babies. But that's not enough. Yeah, you have to. I don't know.
So I thought maybe
there is a machlokes atana. Yeah.
I thought maybe it's machlokes about how we view the baby. Meaning, do we view the baby as someone who came from a mother, and therefore we have to go back and figure out the mother, figure out the baby's whole situation, and say, or do you say, you're looking at people in the city, and you're looking at people in the city, and the baby is one of the people in the city, so the baby goes most of the city, it's a rogue. Is the baby part of the city, is the baby part of the city or not? We had this conversation over the summer. It was in a city which was a town with rogue Jews. So the Shiloh was walking in front of a car on Shabbos. There's an issue like an extra. So the point was, rogue people who drive on Shabbos are not Jews, but rogue people in the city are Jews. So I thought to say, Machlokes Tanaim.
But why should that's very difficult. Well, what is the Machlokes Tanaim? I don't know. What is the Machlokes Tanaim? How can there be a Machlokes? Shouldn't everybody agree? You have always, let's say, Roiv Behemus Aksheris. But let's say, Roiv Orange, Roiv Green Behemus Atreifus. And this is a green behemus. So what does it help that Roy Behemus in general Aksheris? But Roiv of the green behemus Atreifus? Why should you zero in on this case? Roiv, you're trying to figure out what's the probability. So the probability, you have to try to narrow it down, give as many parts of the description as possible. I don't know. It's a machlokes hadai. I don't know what's pshat in the machlokes. I don't know. You have to look in the mafarshim there. I don't know. It's in Taurus, so there's no Gemara in that. You have to look in the Rush, see what he says. I don't know. So again, so the... Pardon me? Roiv of the women who are Roiv Lahoilud, yeah. One time a Chacham thought that you even include the women who are 95 years old, who are not Roiv Lahoilud. That's a little bit of a joke. There's a lot of a joke. What do you mean? But that's the question. So why shouldn't you consider Roiv HaMashlicha? You should really, I don't know. What's the Machlok Satanah? I don't understand. I don't know. That's a good question. So the Sheshmaitze comes to answer the Raivitz Kasha against the Rambam. How can the Rambam write here royally that Roiv is no good to administer Din of the Foshes? And the Sheshmaitze thinks, why not? Because the Pasuk requires two Edom, anything less than two Edom is not acceptable. Seyed Echad is less than two Edom and not acceptable. My Roiv is less than two Edom. If there'll be a conflict between a Roiv and two Edom, you would listen to the Edom. You wouldn't follow the Roiv. So Roiv is less than two Edom. So the Rambam thinks that Roiv is no good for Din Nefashim. So what does he do with this Gemara? That's the Kasha. So the Sheshmaitzer says that the Rambam is talking about Ruba the Isa Kaman, the Gemara is talking about Ruba the Leisa Kaman. Okay. The Gemara is talking about Roiv Noshim are not islanders. Ruba the Ruba women are not islanders. And the Rambam is talking about we ascertain the status of the baby as a Jew based on the Roiv of the women who are childbearing age in this city. So that's how we establish that the child is Jewish based on the Roiv. So that's a Ruba de Leisa Kamon, this is a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. Okay. So the Sheshmaitzer thinks that a Ruba de Leisa Kamon is better than a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. The Pashtus is like that. The Ruba de Leisa Kamon is like this all over the world. The Roiv women are not islanders. Hasheni came. You go bust the Roiv of the women who can theoretically have given birth to this baby, every city is going to be different. So that's going to be a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. Ruba de Leisa Kamon is weaker. Ruba de Leisa Kamon is stronger. So that's why Rabbi Yitzchak is not happy with that. He thinks that if anything should be the reverse, how can you say that that Leisa Kamon is stronger than Leisa Kamon? It's against the whole thrust of the Gemara. No. So the Tzafnas Paneach came up with a different suggestion to save the Rambam. How the Rambam is not in contradiction with the Gemara. So we said it over. We added on a little bit. When the Pasuk says that you need two Edim for Din in the Fashas, you need two Edim for Dovah Shebi'erva, you need two Edim for Din in Mamanis, every aspect of Dovah Shebi'erva needs two Edim. So let's say, to ascertain whether the woman is Yivama Lashuk. The husband died and he left no children. And the woman is Kukali Yavam. So an Ed Echad comes and says, the brother died. Would we believe the Ed Echad or not? Is Ed Echad Neman by Yivama Lashuk? So that's a diun in the Gemara in the end of Yivamas. The Gemara discusses it. Gemara discusses it within the context of the halacha that midirabbanan they were making like that, is neman by meis bailo. So Gemara has a discussion: how far do you go with this nemanis? Maybe erecha is only neman by meis bailo because isha daiko mintzavo. But maybe there's not enough daikonis by yivam alashuk. But the Gemara, it's obvious from the Gemara. The Gemara assumes that erecha is not neman by yivam alashuk. Mikaradin deraisa, mikaradin erechad is not neman. To ascertain the issue of Yivam Alashuk is a double shabiyarv. It's not called erechad neman b'isur. That's Rab Chaim Moshe has it truly. He said there's a difficult Taisus Rid. Taisus Rid learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, after the woman goes through with the chalitza, so the Bezdin, the three members of the Bezdin who supervised the chalitza should write her a document that's called a shtar chalitza. A shtar chalitza, it's a shtar ma'aseh bezdin. This is to ascertain that the woman did the proper chalitza according to the halacha, she's permitted to remarry. So the Gemara says, in the text of the shtar chalitza, they always used to write, also add a line, v'ishnamoy de'inu, we ascertained, before we allowed them to go through with the chalitza, we ascertained that the man who participated in the chalitza was truly the brother of the niftar. They shared the same father in common. Achud de misnahu meyaba. That is a brother of the niftar from the father's side. Either should be a full brother or a half brother. But if he's a half brother only from the mother's side, not from the father's side, then he can't do chalitza. If that's the only brother, then there's no need for chalitza. And if there's another brother, and you need, if there's a brother from the father's side, and the brother from the mother's side is prepared to do chalitza, that's not acceptable. Chalitza can only be done by the brother from the father's side. So the Gemara says that the practice, the nusach, the standard nusach that they used to write in the days of the Gemara was, v'ishtemo de'inu, we the undersigned, we the bezna who supervised the chalitza, we ascertained in advance, before we supervised the chalitza, that the one who's doing the chalitza was truly the brother of the nifter, min ha'av, not min ha'im. So the Gemara has a machlekes, v'ishtemo de'inu, how many witnesses do you have? Min HaTorah, the person is believed on his own to say, I am Achua de Misna Me'aba. And with the Rabbanu, they were Machmed, that he has to have some outside corroboration. So how much outside corroboration is necessary? Is it sufficient with Eid Echor, or do you need two Eid? So that's a Machlekes. The Gemara comes to the conclusion. Yivam is round off Lamentesa, so the Gemara comes to the conclusion. Eid Echor is good enough. Eid Echor is good enough. So why is Eid Echor good enough? So the Tosis Rid writes on that Gemara, because when you have a Yivam al Ashuk, there is no Kores, and there's no Mises Bezen. It's just an essay and a lois essay. Yivam Yav Aleho, Losi Eshes Hamis Achutz Ali Yizar. Yivam Yav Aleho, she's supposed to have Yibam. She's not supposed to marry anybody else before she has the Chalitza. So since it's only an essay, Yivam Yav Aleho, or in addition to the essay, lois essay, Losi Eshes Hamis Achutz Ali Yizar, but there's no Kores and there's no Mises Bezen. So the Tosfos Rid says that's what the Gemara means to say. Erechad is Neman because it's like Yisurim. You don't treat it like Dovah Shaviyar. To say that a woman is married, that she's a real bona fide Eshesish, that there's a Chi of Kores and a Chi of Mises Bezen, or to say that the husband divorced her, so therefore there's no Kores, there's no Mises Bezen, to testify in his Garsho, or to testify in his Katsho, that's purely a Dovah Shaviyar. There it's Negea, whether there's Kores and Mises Bezen or not. But over here, by Yivam al-Ashuk, there isn't going to be any Kares, there isn't going to be any Mises Bezen. So the Tosfos Rid interprets in the Gemara, Gila Milsa B'Almahu, that all the whole issue of being Mevar, whether a woman is Yivam al-Ashuk or not, is Isurim. It's not called Dabba Shabiyav. So Chaim Moshe says, with all due respect to the Tosfos Rid, it's against the Beferish Gemara. The Gemara is black and white, and Yivam is that Meikar Adin, Yivam al-Ashuk needs two Edim. And it's only a Shaila, a Dilan in the Gemara, just like the Chachamim were Meikal. The days of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says he has a tradition from earlier years, earlier generations, that you can rely on an echad by meis bailo, by an eishes ish. The Gemara has a shaila, can you rely that kula mid the rabbanon, that you can rely on an echad, it says meis bailo, did that kula even apply to Yivam al Ashuk as well? But you see from the whole gist of the Gemara, that Mikra din, you really need to aid him. Yivam al Ashuk is a davar shebi'eva, not like the Tosfos Rid wrote. Tosfos Rid writes a chiddush, since there's no creases. No Kores, and there's no Mrs. Bezen. So the whole issue of Yivam al-Ashuk, the worst thing could be is Eidechad al-Misur, and Mikrad din Eidechad al-Zam. So with all due respect, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara in the end of Yivam says, Beferish, that the issue to be Yivam al-Ashuk is a davar shebi'evad, really you need two edim. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, Eid Echad is good to identify who the person is. Why is that? So he gave a mashal. Let's say the din is that the chalitza shoe is only valid, is only kosher to perform the chalitza if it's made from leather. This has to be the hide of an animal. And the Rabbi Natan has a chiddush, has to be the hide from a kosher animal. Why? Because the Gemara in Bama Madlikin says we have halacha l'moshe m'sinai, l'huchshiru l'malach ha-shamayim, l'or b'heim ha-tor b'ovad. The Gemara there is talking for the purpose of writing, say, if it's Torah tefillin and mezuzah, that's called tashmishi kedusha. When you write psukim, when you write parshios, and say, if it's Torah tefillin and mezuzah, or the batim, or the ritzuas, that's also tashmishi kedusha. Because tefillin have kedusha. So the Gemara says, we have halacha l'moshe m'sinai, l'huchshiru l'malach ha-shamayim, l'or b'heim ha-tor b'ovad. Has to be dafka or behemoth. So let's say we have a chalitza shoe. In Europe, every community used to have their own chalitza shoe. So you have a chalitza shoe, just newly made. We don't know if it was ever used before. And someone says, I think it's leatherette. I think it's imitation leather. That's not real leather. Has to be or behemoth tohira. Yeah, that's a chidush abin in time. Has to be or behemoth tohira. Because the chalitza shoe is not a tashmishi kedusha. It's only tashmishi mitzvah. Same child as Shofar. The Shofar has to be the Ramoach in Ilza Shofar, quotes Aran on the Rif in the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that if you have a ram's horn from if you have a horn from a non-kosher animal, that's not acceptable. The Aran is not sure. The Aran writes a suffix. The Ramoach just says it's no good, even though that's not really what the Aran said. The Aran said he's not sure. But the Ramoach Paskin's bottom line, Allah HaMai says it's not acceptable. So the Aran... The Ran with this Rabbi Natan, with the whole group of Rishonim, came up with this Chiddush. Not only do we have this klal, not only do you require from a kosher animal for Tashmishe Kedusha, like the Ritzuas or the Batim of the Tefillin, you even require from a kosher source, from a kosher animal, for Tashmishe Mitzvah. The Chalitza Shoe doesn't have any Kedusha. After it gets worn out, you throw it in the garbage. You have to put it in the Sheamus. And the Shofar also. If you have old Shofar that is smashed and it cracked and you want to throw it out, you throw it out in the garbage. You don't put an old broken Shofar in the Sheamus. It's a Tashmisha Mitzvah. It's not a Tashmisha Kedusha. And nonetheless, that's the Chiddush. The Ran, with respect to the Shofar and the Rabbein and Tam, with respect to the Chalitza Shoe, came up with this Chiddush. That not only do you have halacha l'moshe m'sinai l'huchshiru l'malach ha-shamayim elor behemoth tor b'ovad by tashmishi kedusha by the ritzuas of the batim and the klaf of the parshias and so on, you need or behemoth tor for tashmishi mitzvah as well. That's a chiddush. You need tashmishi mitzvah. So let's say there's a din chalitza shu has to be from an animal, has to be hide from an animal, can't be imitation leather. Leatherette is no good. And let's say, according to Rabbi Natan, it even has to be from a kosher animal. So an Eid Echad comes and he says, I know for a fact, this is hide from a kosher animal. So the Pashta says that he certainly believed. You don't need to aid him. But if this is from a kosher animal, there's nobody says that the manufacturing of the chalitza shoe has to be done l'shmo. There's no such halacha. A non-Jew can make the chalitza shoe. That's not a problem. You don't need, if you would need a seal l'shmo, Salpidin, you would say Nachri is Mufka from creating Lishma, because Nachri are not in these parshas. But we're talking over here, we're not talking with Nachri, we're talking. You have a chalitza shoe that was made by a non Jew. So the Pashto says that it's good, there's no halacha that you need Lishma. It's a good shoe. The only shaila is, you don't know whether it's our behemoth or our behemoth mayor. So let's say, an Eid Echad comes and he says that this is our behemoth. So the Pashto says, Eid Echad would be believed. Eid Echad is not accepted to say Meis Hayavim. Eid Echad is not believed. Why? Because that's Mama. She's saying that the woman is no longer Zkuk Leibov. That's like this two Eidim. You need to aid him to say a woman is Nizkacho. You need to aid him to say the woman is Nizgarsho. That you're made on a Dovah Shebi'eva. Whenever you're made on a Dovah Shebi'eva, the Halacha requires that you learn Dovah Mimamin to say the woman was in Satachas Baila. And therefore, she has to get divorced. So that's called the Dovah Shebi'erva. So Dovah Shebi'erva, you have to have two kosher eidim testifying on the case. So again, even though Yibum B'chalitza is a Dovah Shebi'erva, And really, you should require Mikra, and then you should require two Eidim to say Meisa Yavam. Gemara has this suffix, this deal, and the end of Yavam is Aisha Rabbah. Would you say Eid Echad is Neman by Meisa Yavam, the same as Meis Baila? Maybe there's a Takana de Rabbana there too. But Mikra, then for sure you need two Eidim there. And nonetheless, if you're going to have Eid Echad, it's going to tell us that this Chalitza shoe is made from our Behemoth Tahara, we will believe the Eid Echad. Why? That's Gila Milsa B'Yalma. The Gemara calls it Gila Milsa B'Yalma. The only time you need two Eidim is if the Eidim are coming to be made on a Maisa Dava Shebi'erva. Some Maisa, let's say, the man was Mekadosh the woman. To say Nisgarsha. So for that you need Eidis Lekima Dava.
The Gemara says specifically that it's Gila Milsa, the shoe is Gila Milsa?
No. That's Rav Soloveitchik's marshal. No, the Gemara says Eid Echad is Neman to identify that this is Achud the Misna Meyabo. So that Eid Echad is Neman because the Ksei says Mikra, then he's Neman al Atzma to say I am Achud the Misna. How do you know Min HaTorah is Neman al Pi Atzma? Because the Gemara says the Mishnah in Gittin that says when a couple comes to get divorced, so the husband has to prove that he is the husband of the woman. Halacha l'maisa, we don't take his word for it. Maybe he's the boyfriend. He's going to get a p'tur. He's going to make believe he's the husband. He authorizes the sefer to write a get. He gives the get, and then he'll go to a different rabbi, and he'll show up to it that the woman was divorced by her husband. So maybe he's a faker. Maybe he's not the husband. So that's why we require hakorah and piachem. Somebody has to identify him. So just like the hakorah by chalitza and alpeid echad, so hakorah by Akar by the get is also good Eidech, but the Mishnah says in the end of Gittin, Mishohay Mushluch Bebor, if the fellow was a Jewish man who was thrown in a dungeon, in a prison, and he screams out, my name is so and so, I come from such a village, my wife's name is so and so, please write a get for my wife and give the get to my wife, so she won't have an Esek of Yibim Machalitza later on. So the Mishnah is Kosim and Oistin. So yes, but there's no Hakara. So the Gemara says, you see from the Mishnah that B'shas HaSakana, Kais Meminoisna, Afal Pishem Makirim. Why? So the Tzitz explains, the Orik for HaKarim and Piachirim is only a Chumra Midirabban. Mikra, then the guys believed on his own. But Midirabban, you need HaKarim and Piachirim. Let's say a person comes to town, he says, I am a Kohen. So Mikra, then he's believed. He's believed to say, I'm a Kohen. But Midirabban, we say, let him bring a Raya, that he let someone else come and testify. I remember that his father used to get the first aliyah. I remember his father used to duchen all the time on Yontif. So you should lechatchilah have hakorim and piachirim. But mikra din deraisa hakorim is good mipiatzmo. So in this requirement for hakorim, so the Gemara says eid echad is good. Why? The Gemara says gila milsa biyamahu. What is megila milsa biyamahu? So the pashtus in the Gemara is you're just identifying. See here, the whole need for the Gila Milsa is only by the Rabbanim. I told the guys believed on his own. He identifies himself. He says, I am the brother of the Meis Minha'ov. So, Minatora HaKorah Mipiatzma is good. Minatora is not good. So, the Gemara says, Eid Echad is sufficient. So, Rav Soloveitchik said, based on that, if an Eid Echad would say that the Chalitza Shu is made for more Behema or Behema Torah, that would be good enough. You wouldn't say it's a Dovah Shabbi Yerevan, you need to aid him on that. That's a Gila Milsa B'Yamah, just to say what the Metzias is. So when is it called the Dovah Shebi'erva? Dovah Shebi'erva is when he says, Nizkatsha, Nizgarsha, he says, Meis HaYavam, Meis HaBal, therefore she's a Yavamah, Meis HaYavam. That's all that they're made on a Dovah Shebi'erva. But they're not made on a Dovah Shebi'erva, they're made on the Gila Milsa B'Yamah, on a fact, they're just identifying, this is Achud the Misna, just identifying that this is our behema or our behema Torah, so that's gila milsa b'yamah. There's no issue of davar shebi'erva there.
Would eid echad be ne'eman to say someone did a gerus? Would that be considered davar shebi'erva?
Again, mikra din deraisa, the pashtus is the person is ne'eman on his own. Person comes and says, I'm Jewish. He should be ne'eman. Unless it's keneged a chazaka, then the Gemara says, if everybody knew he lived in the neighborhood for years, we always knew that John Smith was not Jewish. And then he says, I converted. So then the Gemara says, you do need two Eidim. But if we don't know who he is, a man comes from the outside world, we don't know if he's Jewish or not Jewish, and he claims that he's Jewish. So Mikra, then he's believed. L'chatchila midirabbana, we would require another eid echot to say. But if you can't get it, mikra, then it would be good.
Isn't that the whole point of the Rogachev yesterday, though, to say that every time we're trying to establish someone's Jewish or not, it's based on a geiris and my side of either your parents or the parent that goes all the way back to Garcina?
Right, right.
So what we just answered to his question was that it's also on Gilui Milsa to say someone's Jewish.
Right, the Rogachev would say that's not correct. Okay, okay. Let's say a guy comes and he says he's Jewish. A guy comes and he says Jewish, he wants to marry a Jewish girl. So that's a Eidecha Nemen B'Yisur. Over here, the Rambam is talking, we assume the person is Jewish, and therefore he's married to a Jewish girl, so the Jewish girl is an Eishes Ish. If the husband is not Jewish, it's an Kiddushin Tovson, so the woman who married him is not an Eishes Ish. So the Rambam is talking not about the Isurim, not this person, the Asufi, was found in a city where the roiv of the women who are able to give birth to children are Jewish, so we establish he's Jewish. We establish Jewish when he gets to what? That we let him go to school and we train him in Hilchos Shabbos and we make a bar mitzvah for him and he davens farnomen and he benches birchas hamazon and he benches mezumen. And we allow him to get married to a Jewish girl. Everything is all in Isurim. Eidecha Nem Isurim. Everything is in Isurim. That's fine. But then when it comes to giving the death penalty, because this Asufi is married to a Jewish girl, if he's married to a Giyuris, the Ram says the only one he can marry is a Giyuris because he's a Sufik Mamza, Sufik ain't a Mamza. So he can't marry a Kshera, maybe he's a Mamza. He can't marry a Mamzeris, maybe he's not a Mamza. So the only one he can marry is going to be a Giyuris because a Giyuris is allowed to marry a Adam Kosher or a Mamza. He's allowed to marry either of them. So when he marries the Giyoris, and then it's a deal, and later on his wife will be Mizana Tachtov, and you'll be discussing whether she's Chai Misa, so then the Rambam says, how can you give Misa? We only established that he's Jewish based on the Reif. For Eidechanem Misurim is good. So the Reif for Yisra the Heter is certainly good. But for Din and Nefashis, you need two Eidim, so there, if the Torah requires two Eidim for Nefashis, anything less than two Eidim is not acceptable. So Reif should not be good for the Din and Nefashis part. The Reib is good for the Issa, the Heter part. We allow the child to go to the Cheder. We allow the child to go to a Jewish school. And we make up our mitzvah, we give him an aliyah. And then he marries a Jewish girl. That's all Eidecha Nem and B'Yisurim. So Reib would be good. When the Pasuk says you need two Eidim, by Mamas and Nefashas, and the Gzereshava, Dova, Dova, Mimaman, means anything less than two Eidim is no good. But for Yisurim, Eidecha is good. So if Eidecha is good, so Reib is also good. So the Rambam just says, Eidechot is no good for Din and Nefashis, so Roiv is no good for Din and Nefashis. That's what the Shev Shmaitzer says. That's the whole mocker of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Yeroili, in my opinion, you can't administer Einish Misa based on a Roiv. Why not? Why can't you? Because the Din requires, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Al Pishlosh Eidim, Yumas Ameis. You need a beer of two Eidim or better. Al Pishnayim Eidim. And Roiv is less than two Eidim. So that's why you can't give. Issa the Heti, you can't give based on Eidechot. So Roiv is good for Issa the Heter. So we establish a child is Jewish based on the fact that Roiv of the women or of the age, that the childbearing age in this community are Jewish, so therefore we assume the baby is Jewish. Yeah, that's for all Issa the Heter purposes. But Eidechot is good, so Roiv is also good. But the Rambam says, Yeroili, if you need to aid him, with respect to Nefashis, you need to aid him, so then Roiv would be no good. So the Rambam came up with a Chiddush. He says, to ascertain that a woman is or is not an island is really, it's not a Maisa Dovisha B'Yavu, it's a Gila Milsa B'Yam, it's a question of Metzias. So Gila Milsa, even with respect to Dovisha B'Yavu, if the woman is an islandist, then we say the Kedushin are not Tosin, because probably Kedushin Tos. Every person marries a girl, they're interested in having children. And if the girl is an island, she'll never be able to have children, even with medication. Just not going to happen. So that's what the Shev Shmaitzer wants to say. Where did the Rambam get this idea from that Roiv is not good for Nefashis? Because the Pasuk requires two Eidim. Anything less than two Eidim is not acceptable. So Roiv is less. But the Pasuk requires two Eidim only when you're testifying the person was Mechal Shabbos. That the person was Baal Eish Ish. That he did the Ma'is Aver. What if you have to ascertain that who someone is, you have to ascertain this is a father and a daughter. Father and a daughter is a Dovish al Metzit. That's a Gila Milsa B'Yama. It's not a Maisa Dovish al B'Yerva. It's a Gila Milsa B'Yama. Eid Echud would be good. So if Eid Echud would be good, so Rav should also be good. The whole mocker for the Rambam to say that Rav is no good for Nefashis is based on the Pasuk that requires Al Pishnai Yireinim Am Shosh Eidim Yumas Amneis, that for the purpose of Nefashis you need two Eidim are better, and Rav is weaker than that. But if it's a matter of Gila Milsa B'Alma with respect to Dov Shebi'erev, so Gila Milsa B'Alma Eid Echud would be good. If Eid Echud is good, so Rav would also be good. So that's what the Rogachava says. The Gemara is talking that Rav is good to ascertain that the woman is not an islandess. The whole topic of islandess is an issue of Gila Milsa B'Alma. So there Eid Echud would be Naman, so therefore Rav is good. And the Rambam says the Rav is not good. He's talking about a situation where there's not so much. The Rogachava says not so much like the Shev Shmaitzer said. That one is Ruba Disa Kaman, one is Ruba Delesa Kaman. That's not the word. The word is that it's an issue of Gila Milsa B'Alma. When you're discussing whether someone is Jewish, so no one is naturally Jewish. Even a child born from a Jewish mother, it's not that there's a person who's naturally Jewish, another person has to undergo a Maisa Geiris to become Jewish. So the Rambam thinks not so. The Rambam thinks that every single Jew in the world needs a Maisa Geiris. Either his own Maisa Geiris, or his mother's Maisa Geiris, or his grandmother's, or the great-grandmother's. You always need a Maisa Geiris to make you Jewish. So that's what the Rambam says. We establish that the Asufi is Jewish based on the fact that Rav of the childbearing, the women in childbearing ages who live in the city are Jewish. So that's how we establish that the child is probably Jewish. So the Rogachava wants to say that being Jewish always needs a maisa to make you Jewish. Either your geiris, or your mother's geiris, or your grandmother's geiris. You always need a maisa geiris. So when you need a maisa done by davishib by din nefashis, so then you have two eidim on the maisa. But just to ascertain whether a woman is an islandess or not, that's a gila milsa d'alma. So that is no halacha that you need two eidim. That just like eid echud would be good to say that this is a sandal shal chalitza. That this sandal is made from Arba Emetorah, Eid Echud would be good. That would be a Gila Milsa B'Yama, so too over here. To say that the woman is not an island, and say Eid Echud would have been good, therefore a Rav is also good. But to say that the person is Jewish, every person is Jewish became Jewish through a Maisa Geiris, either his own Maisa Geiris, or the mother's or the great grandmother. You always need a Maisa. That's what the Tzafnas Panach says. So we left off yesterday. We were discussing the Gemara in the end of Kiddushin, which the Rambam quotes also in Hilchos Yisur Biyah. The Gemara says, "Sof l'v'sarfim ala chazakas." A man and a woman come to town, and they're living together for 30 days or more, like a mother and a son. Or they're living together like a brother and a sister. They're living together as if they're a husband and wife, as if they're married. So the Gemara says, "Yav chazakah means a ruba d'leisa kamon." That's what we mentioned yesterday. The word chazakah has many different meanings, depending on the context in the Gemara. The Prima Godim wrote an introduction to all of Torah Shebal Peh. That's his Hakdoma, his Psicha Kol Elis Torah Chaim. It's really an introduction to all of Torah Shebal Peh. It's printed in Orachaim Chelek Aleph. So he has, he starts off the Psicha Kol Elis. He starts off very interesting. There's a Machlekes in Gittin, the Perek HaNizokin, and after the test, I think Machlekes of Yechanan, and his student Rav Elazar, whether Rav Torah is Bichsav or Rav Torah is Baal Peh, is 51%, the majority, the bulk of all of the Torah is that Torah Shebichsav is a Torah Shebaal Peh. So he quotes, the Prima Godim starts off, the Be'er Sheva is in Sefer HaHoyrias. So the Be'er Sheva was written by Talmud of the Sma, that's in the 1600s. So the Be'er Sheva is bothered with the Kasha. How can it be an opinion in the Gemara that Rav of the Torah is Torah Shebichsav? That's impossible. You go to any library. How many Svarim are there in the whole Tanakh? The Esvim V'Abo Akis V'Akodesh. Chamishu Chamishu Torah plus another 19 Svarim. Yeshua Shavt and Shmon Balochim. So 19 and 5 is 24. Esvim V'Abo Svarim. So, and then the rest of the library is all Torah Shebaal Peh. The Mishnayis and the Toseftis and the Bavli and the Rishalmi and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Taisus and the Rashbon and the Ramban, everything is Torah Shebaal Peh. So how can anybody in his right mind say that Rav Torah is Torah Shebichsav? So that's what the Pimugonim starts off with, that kasha of the Be'er Sheva. So he says the Be'er Sheva gives the following answer, that I just want to introduce you, you should know what the Pimugonim is. Pimugonim is a commentary on Orech Chaim and on Yerideya. It's a commentary on the Taz and the Magen Avraham, and it's a commentary on the Taz and the Shach and Yerideya. So by way of an introduction, he writes Psicha Kolelis, the Orech Chaim, general introduction to Orech Chaim, is a certain, in a certain sense, it's a misnomer. It's not a psicha kalelis d'Orech Chaim, it's a psicha kalelis to the whole topic of Torah Shebaal Peh. Then he has psichas to Hilchas Tefillah, to Hilchas Kriyas Shema, to Hilchas Shabbos, to Hilchas Pesach. He has separate psichas that only apply to Orech Chaim. But the bulk of the psicha kalelis goes on everything. So the psicha kalelis, the general introduction of the Pimgarim to the Torah Shebaal Peh, begins with this word. Hakad Abiyya Machlek Zabiyechan and Rab Lozim and Gitan Daftan Tes, but the Rav Torah is Bechsav. Rav Torah is Baal Peh. Of course, Rav Torah is Baal Peh. There are only 24 Kisvei HaKodesh, and everything else is Torah Shem Baal Peh. So obviously, Rav Torah is Baal Peh. So the Be'er Sheva and Horius answers that the bulk of halacha literature are the dinim that are established by reading in between the lines in the Chumash, the drushes, Midrash HaTorah and the drushes. If you have halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, that's part of Torah Shem Baal Peh. If you have halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, that's Torah Shabbat Peh. That's L'chol HaDei is Torah Shabbat Peh. If you have Perushim HaMukubalim L'Moshe Mesina, that the phrase Pri Eitzoder refers to Esrog, and the phrase Ayin Tachasayin is not to be taken literally, and so on, that's Torah Shabbat. That's Mamish Peshut Torah Shal Mikra. And this is the main Machlekes, Rav Yechon and Rav Loza. This is the crux of the Machlekes. The bulk of Torah Shabbat Peh, the bulk of any Jewish library, are the halachas that are established based on reading in between the lines. How come we switch from Loshen Yochid to Loshen Rabin, from Loshen Nekevet to Loshen Zohar? How come it's Mole, Chaser? How come you have extra words, missing words, extra letters, missing letters? So you read in between the lines. So that's the whole machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Loza. That's the Rav of Torah, are the drushes that we read in between the lines to establish all the details of the halacha. Is that treated like Torah Shabbat? Is that treated like Torah Shabbat? So that's how that Primogodim begins. That the Psicha Kalelis begins with that. So deep into the Psicha Kalelis, he points out that the word Chazaka has five different meanings. There's such a concept, Cheskes Habatim Shalvashan, I'm living on your field for 3 years. I claim that you sold it to me. You claim you never sold it to anybody. You claim I'm a Ganav, but I can prove that I was living there for 3 years. So that's assumed to be a Takana D'Rabbanon, Cheskes Habatim Shalvashan. If I can prove I was eating the Peiros, I was living there for 3 years, I can keep the car. That's one kind of chazok. Then there's another chazok, you own real estate, you want to sell it to me, I'm going to make a kinyan chazok to acquire ownership. That's totally unrelated, has no similarity living a debt to cheskes habatim shalvashanim. They're in a certain sense the opposites from each other. This is achilas teiros, and that's a kinyan that tikkun hakarka. They're both called chazok. Then there's another chazok. How many times does it has to happen that a baby dies after having a bris milah to establish that there's a latest asafik? Maybe there's hemophilia running in the family. Maybe the moil just did a bad job. Maybe it has nothing to do with hemophilia. So today the doctors can tell, but in days of Gemara, how do they know? They had no way of knowing whether the child has hemophilia. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Betrays him, they have a chazok, or betlaz him, they have a chazok. That's a sugya in Sanhedrin later, but the sugya of Kippur in the page later on. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. How often does a strange occurrence have to reappear that you should say it indicates that there's a pattern over here? That's called chazaka. Betrays him nehav a chazaka. Betlaz him nehav a chazaka. Has nothing to do with cheskes habat. Nothing to do with chazaka is kind of karka. Then you have a chazaka. Chazaka nemei kara. The woman was becheskes eshesish for all the years. Or let's say have something as tevel, so the food is becheskes tevel. It's off against whether Rav Amasha was mafresh trumus amaisus or not. So the thing is becheskes isa. So that's a different kind of chazaka. Chazaka nemei kara, status quo. Whatever the status quo was, you assume that it continues to be the same, unless you know the vada that it changed. Then there's another chazaka that simply means ruba deleisa kamon. Like the Gemara says in the beginning of Bava Basa, dafei chazaka, eid onem pareh toz manam. If I borrowed money, I have 5 years to pay. It's not mistabu that I'm going to pay now. I'll leave the money in a bank account and I'll make interest on it, and then I'll pay it back to you at the last minute. I'm not, okay. waited a day or two before the lisman. I'm not going to pay it back in the beginning of the 5 years. Chazok enenem perev tos mana. But many other chazokas in the Gemara. So chazoka means aruba loisa kamon. So again, the kedusha, the Gemara says, soklim v'sorfim ala chazokas. You can give the death penalty based on aruba loisa kamon. A couple comes to town and they're acting, they act it out as if it's a mother and a son. Or they're acting out as if it's a brother and a sister. They're acting out as if they're married to each other, husband and wife. So if they act it out for more than 30 days, we assume that it's probably true. If they're only acting out for less than 30 days, then maybe the whole thing is an act. But let's say they come to town and they're acting like a father and a daughter. And then the father has an affair with the daughter. So you were given the death penalty. Abual bita is chayv nisa. We don't say, well, the whole source of information that it's a father and a daughter is from the people themselves. So you can't give a death penalty based on what the person admitted that this is his daughter. No, the answer is he was acting as if it's his daughter, and all the people, all the neighbors know that that's how he was acting. So it's considered as if we have a birur that this is the daughter. Nachamon. So the Mishnah has two cases. Mishnah has one case, a mother and a son come, a brother and a sister come to town, and they're acting as if they're mother and son, brother and a sister, for more than 30 days. So you assume that it's true. And if someone, let's say the father will be mezana with the daughter, will give the death penalty. The brother and the sister, balachos, is chay malchus, so we'll give malchus. So that's soklim, sorf malachazokis, becheskas, that the person is a relative, it's a brother and a sister, and it's a father and a daughter, to establish that they're relatives. But then the Mishnah also included in the soklim, sorf malachazokis, if a couple comes to town and they act derech ish v'yishtoi, as if they're married. So you also assume that they're really married. If they put on this act for more than 30 days, you assume that they're really married. If someone else is mezana with a woman, they'll be an oinesh of misa. So that's the shaila. How can that be? But if the Ragachava is right, then it's pshat in the Rambam. Whenever you're ascertaining that a misa occurred, to ascertain that the woman is an islandess or not an islandess, that's gina milsa biyama. So that eidechud would have been good. So you can't say you have a miut since you need to aid him. Anything less than to aid him is no good. That right is no good. No, it actually will be good for that. That's given the milsa biyama. So a roiv would also be good. The Gemara says a roiv would be good to ascertain that the woman is not an islandess. But as far as ascertaining that what? That the woman is an eshes ish. So no one is naturally an Eshes Ish. You have to have a Maisei Kiddushin. So just like the Ragachava said in the Rambam, to ascertain that someone is Jewish, you're never naturally Jewish. You always need a Ger. It's either your Ger, or your mother's, or your grandmother's, your great-grandmother's, or someone who stood at Harsinai. You always need a Maisei Ger to make a person Jewish. And the Maisei Ger is the great-great-grandmother from 45 generations ago makes me into a Jew. So if that's so, so for sure, to become an Eshes Ish, for sure, you need a Maisei Kiddushin. So how can the Gemara say, Soklam is Sorfim Ala Chazokas? A couple come to town, and they act in Kederach Ish V'Yishtoi. They convey the impression as if they're married, a husband and a wife. So if they put on this act for more than 30 days, we assume they really are husband and a wife. If anybody's Mezana with Eshes Ish, they'll get the death penalty. So Shabbos, why should they get the death penalty? You don't give the death penalty based on the rule of the Leisa Kamon. And when people come and they act out something for more than 30 days, it's a chazoka. Chazoka means a rule of the Leisa Kamon. So why doesn't the Rambam put his foot down and say, you should not give Misa based on that? The Rambam quotes the din. From the Gemara, Sokol of the Sor from Allah Chazoka. If the person was acting for more than 30 days, that this is a relative of his, then we establish that they are related. So we assume that it's a husband and a wife. So how can that be? To ascertain that it's a brother and a sister, a father and a daughter, that's gilim il sabiyama. They're just the dovish and metzias. But to ascertain that it's a husband and a wife, you can't become an eshes ish without a maisei kiddushin. So don't you see from the Gemara Beferish, soklim esof malach hazakas, that you do give din in the fashas, even based on a ruba delesa kamon. You do give din in the fashas. That's the kasha. So that's the kasha of the Ragachava yes on himself. If he comes to defend the Rambam, and he says, when does the Gemara say Raiv is good? That's by a matter of Gilim Milsa B'Alma, that Erechot would have been good. So since Terecha would be good, you have no pasuk that's excluding Roif. But whenever you need two Eidim, namely to ascertain a Maisa, Maisa Geiris occurred, you need two Eidim, then anything less than two Eidim is not acceptable, a Roif is not acceptable. Yeah, so that's the Kasha. So to ascertain that a woman is an Eishes Ish, that's Mamish. That's you need a Maisa Kedushin. So how can it be? If a husband and a wife come to Tanda, living together, Kedach Ish Liishta, for 30 days or more, we assume that she is a nation's Ish. Based on that, that's the Kasha. How can you do that? You should need two Eidim for that, to ascertain that the woman is a nation's Ish. And the male, if you need two Eidim, you would say that Roiv is no good. That was the Kasha. That was the Kasha. So on this, the Ragachava has an answer. He has an answer. He says like this: if a couple are living together, kederach ish v'yishta, in the summer they're having marital relations also. You don't know when. You don't know when the woman is tohira. When is she anida? When is she tohira? We don't know. But if there are two religious people two religious Jews who live in the neighborhood, who know that this couple is living kederach ish v'yishta, so. And we know that they want to be married. They tell everybody that Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so that they're married. So either they are married already, or if they're not married in the past, Elan Masabilos Abilos Nus, he's being bold a woman, the shame Kiddushin, so Kiddush Abiyah will be tofs. So the Eidim are not outside of the bedroom. It's not that the husband says, I want to be Mekadosh B'Abiyah. The Eidim, there are two religious people live in the neighborhood. They know that this couple is living Kedadah, Kedarach Ishmi Yishtoi. So it's as if they see them making the Kiddushin now. Because if they're living together, Kedarach Ish V'Ishta, they're probably having beer together. So that beer itself makes her into an Eishes Ish.
It's like an Amusadi.
Right, right. So we had the other day, we had a Tosfos and Yevamos had two opinions. The Gemara says, a woman converted, and at the time, a non-Jewish woman converted, at the time that she converted, there was no Beis Din present. The Gemara says it doesn't matter. Milo tavla l'nidusim. We know the woman, she's a religious woman now. She converted. We know she goes to mikveh every month. We know she goes to mikveh every month. So therefore we assume that the geiris is chal. So Tosfos says, we discussed in Shir. So Tosfos says, but you have to have a bezdin watching when she goes to the mikveh. So one answer Tosfos gave is, all the Jewish people in the neighborhood know that the woman goes to the mikveh. So for the purpose of a bezin, you need three religious Jews. So there are more than three religious Jews in the neighborhood who know. They don't know which night she's going to the mikveh. That's nosy. It's none of their business. But they know there are three religious people in the neighborhood who know that the woman is religious and she's probably going to the mikveh. So that's considered as if you have a bezin present. We all know that she's very religious. So you know that there is kabbalas on mitzvah. She wants to keep all the mitzvahs. So it's considered as if the tefillah and the mikveh, the shem geiris, was done under the auspices of the bezin. That's one answer that Tosfos gives. Then Tosfos gives another answer, no, that maybe you only need a bezin for a kabbalas on mitzvah, maybe you don't need a bezin for the tefillah. Okay? You don't need a bezin for the tefillah. So even though we know that there are two opinions, and Tosfos, what you'll call a natsari, all the religious people in the neighborhood know that the woman is going to mikveh. So should I say, therefore, that it's considered, say, any given three of the religious men will be considered as a bezin, and you have a bezin of three supervising the fact that the woman went to the mikveh. Would that be acceptable or not? So that's 2 days in Tosfos. So Tosfos has one opinion of Tosfos. You have three religious people in the neighborhood, so that is the bezin for the geiris. And the other opinion of Tosfos is no. Maybe you don't need a bezin for the tefillah and the mikveh. All you need is a bezin for the kabbalas on mitzvahs, and there was. That we know. There was a bezin for the kabbalas on mitzvahs. So even though Tosfos has two opinions, if something is public knowledge, you consider it as, and you need a bezin, the kimadover, the geirish, you need the geirish, the maisa geirish should be done under the auspices of the bezin. So when you say, milo tavlo l'nidus, everybody, all the religious Jews know that the woman is probably going to mikveh, That accomplishes that you have a bezin l'kim adover. No, that's too much. So even if you hold that it's not called a bezin l'kim adover, that's only by bezin. But by Yadim, there's room to say that yes. For sure that yes. So that's what the Ragachava thinks. Sokol and Masar from Alach HaZokas is two different cases. One is just to ascertain, based on the way they're acting, that this is a father and a daughter, this is a brother and a sister, they're two different people. So there we would say, Sokol and Masar from Alach HaZokas, the Rubid Laisa Kamon is to be followed because it's a matter of Gila Milsa B'Alma. Just ascertain, is it a brother and a sister, is it a father and a daughter? But then when you get to the couple who are acting out as if they're married, so marriage is a Maisa Kiddushin, it is a Maisa Kiddushin. That's not a Midididim Meila, that's not a Gila Milsa B'Alma. So there the Raga Chava said, that's not a problem. It's considered as if the religious Jews in the neighborhood are Mayid, as if they're... As if they're watching when a couple is living together, because we know they're living together. So it's considered as if you had Eidus Lekiyam Adover on the Kiddushi Biyo. That's the Chiddush that he says. The 2 days in Tosfos I'm going to get to Bezdin. When I get to Eidus Lekiyam Adover, that for sure is good. Yeah.
Wouldn't there be Talay in the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Tzivos about whether or not by David, Rabbi Rashi is the Harvei Eidim Yadu? Tosfos says that that's not enough to establish whether or not there's a Maisa Biyo.
Yeah.
So Lechora, the Tosfos would say that that doesn't work with you. The Tosfos would say that you need ages to see the Maisa Biyo in order to establish that there was a Maisa Biyo.
We know that you don't need ages. Let's say a man is Mekadosh B'Biyo. So the Edom don't come into the bedroom to see. The Gemara says, "Hey, nei, nei, yichud, hey, nei, nei, beer. The Edom yichud is good enough. See, here you even have less than Edom yichud. List the man tells the Edom, you stand outside of the bedroom, I'm going to name a kaddish b'beer. So he says it. He says it like that. So in our case, he didn't say anything, but we know that the couple is acting as if they're married together. Part of being married together is that they sleep together. So it's considered as if that there are two religious people who live in a neighborhood. As if there's Eidus Lekiyam Adover on the Kiddushi Biyo. Because we know Eid on the Masa Bilo Sa Bilo Sa Nus.
That's only a rogue in another Masa
Bilo Sa Bilo Sa Nus.
Right. It's relying on a rogue.
Relying on a rogue to say
that the Biyo is not a Biyo Sa Nus.
That the Biyo is not a Biyo Sa Nus. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Yeah.
Didn't Rabbi say last year that if a man is married to a girl with her father, and not her father, her mother, she's married to a katana, she gets older, and they don't have a public kiddushin, we assume, even on Asahadi, if they're married, they continue living together?
If they continue living together, yeah.
Rabbi called that kiddushin yun, and to Minat Torah, we assume that they're married now?
Yeah, if a man marries a ketana, the mother marries off the daughter, it's only made the rabbanon. But then after the girl becomes bas mitzvah, and then they continue to live together, then we say for sure, Eid on the Masa Bilos Vilos Nos, who is boy, Lushen Kedushin,
yeah. It's the same thing. If we have two weekly anansad, yeah, everyone knows that they live together. It's the exact same thing. Why is Rebbe supposed to Tosfos to learn from, if we say it by Beit, it's a masloki about Beit, then some everyone agrees by
Eidim.
By
Eidim.
Yeah.
Isn't
that the Gemara for Russia?
We say by Yushem Yun, we should say here too.
We
have
an
Asahadi,
they live together, they're married.
Yeah, that is correct.
Why do we have to go to those who are Yavamot?
No, I'm just saying, even though Tosfos, we're assuming Eidon Masa Bilos Bilos Nus, it is called Eidus Lekiyam Adover. But Tosfos has two opinions, what is called Bezin Lekiyam Adover. But the Raga Chava doesn't raise this issue. That's what I'm adding on. So I'm saying the two opinions on Tosfos, I'm admitting it to Bezin. Maybe it's only called a Bezin if you have three people and then they know it. We are the three people constituting a Bezin. But Eidus Lekiyam Adover certainly is. Correct? Eidus Lekiyam Adover it is. Yeah? Yeah?
How can you say that Anan Sad they works for as Eidus Lekiyam Adover? How does that work? They're not, wouldn't say that by Kiddushi Kesef.
Why not? Well, why wouldn't you say by Kedusha Kesev? That's a question. In the end of every section in the Rambam, you have Chuvas Maimoni. Here, Macholas Asur is the end. You have always Chuvas, most of the Chuvas Maimoni. Chuvas Maimoni has nothing to do with it. Hagos, if you ever look in the Rambam, the Rabbi wrote Hasogas on the Rambam. The Kesem Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, Mishlam Melech, these are all commentaries on the Rambam. But on the bottom of the page, the Gros Maimoni has nothing to do with the Rambam. He tells you, what do the Balei HaTosfos have to say about the topics that the Rambam is saying? He just totally ignores the Rambam. He tells you what Rashi says and what Tosfos says. So the same thing, in the back of every section, there are 14 Svarim in the Rambam. That's why it's called the Yalach HaZoka. So in the end of Hilchas Kashas, the end of Hilchas Ishus, you have the Tshuvas Maimini. Tshuvas Maimini has nothing to do with the Rambam at all. Tshuvas are mostly Tshuvas of the Maharam Rutenberg. It was the end of the period of the Bali HaTosis, then once in a while you have Tshuvas of the Rashi Mishnah, it's other Bali HaTosis, but mainly Tshuvas Maimini is the Maharam Rutenberg. So one of the famous Tshuvas Maimini, quoted by the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezra, is that we say, if a man says he wants to be Mekadosh B'Biyah, said the Edom don't come into the bedroom, they stay outside. So how do they know that it was really that he really did a Biyah? We assume Hein Hein Eidi Yichud, Hein Hein Eidi Biyah. So he uses an expression, the Maharam Rutenberg and the Chuvah is an expression, L'masar HaKosav Ela L'Chachamim. The Torah leaves it up to the Chachamim to determine how much of the Yediyah the Edom have to have. So it's embarrassing to have, it's not their cheretz to have the Edom in the bedroom when he's doing Kiddush HaBiyah. That's why the Chacham did away with the whole Kiddush HaBiyah. When one is Mekadosh B'Biyah, so they give him Makas Mardas. But even when it was permissible Min HaTorah, it's not their cheretz at all to have the Edom in the bedroom. So the Chachamim determine, Chachamim establish it's good enough if you have Edis Yediyah below Edis Riyah. But the Edom are standing outside the room. What about Kiddush HaKesef under the Chuppah? The Chassan leans over, gives a ring to the Kala, says, Ariyem Mekadeshusli, and the Edom, the people under the Chuppah, are all relatives. And the Edom are in the audience, and they didn't really see anything. They just know that the girl marched down the aisle, and they heard over the loudspeaker, the boy said, Ariyem Mekadeshusli. They didn't say anything. So that's a question. Do you say also? It's Edis Yediyah Bola Edis Riyah. After they finish, the rabbis say, well, they read the Ksuba, and they read the rest of the brachas. And they start dancing back, go to Yishama. So, and everybody knows he was an Orthodox rabbi under the chuppah, so he probably did everything right. Is that good enough? Or do you say, no, you have to have mamash ri'iyah when he gives over the ring under the chuppah. So that, the Beis Shmuel presents it. Beis Shmuel is a standing commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, and Eben Ezra. So Beis Shmuel presents it as if that's a machlekes between the Hagos, the Tshuvas Maimini, the Maam Rutenberg, and the Tshuvas Maimini, and other Rishonim. So here the Ragachava thinks that it's not a machloikas. That we say, hein hein eri yichud, hein hein eri biya, not only on kiddush et biya, he's assuming that it'll be any kind of kiddush. If there are people in the neighborhood that know the couple is married by hook or by crook, they know either he was Mekadosh in the past, or he must have been Mekadosh now with biya, because they on the Masa Bilos and Bilos Nuz. So that's considered as if you have Edis Lekim Adov on the kiddush. Yeah, unless you say there's also Kedusha Biyah, but Kedusha Biyah, everyone agrees that you don't have to have Edis Riyah Mamish. Edis Yediyah below Edis Riyah is also good. That expression, Edis Yediyah below Edis Riyah, the Gemara has that expression. There's a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra by the din of Chatas Ola V'Yori. What's a Chatas Ola V'Yori? If a person can afford it, he brings a more expensive Chatas. He can't afford it, he brings a less expensive Chatas. There are three. Either he brings a chatas beim, or he brings an oil soif or the chatas soif, or he brings a minchas choyte. So there are only three averis for which you bring that chatas ol of the earth. One is tumas migdash v'kadosha, v'tamish v'nichnas l'beis ha-migdash v'tumah, or yet karbonis v'tumah b'shoik, he didn't realize. And one is if it was shvuah's bito, he took the shvuah not to eat the oranges, and he went ahead and he ate the oranges. He forgot all about the shvuah. The third case is shvuah's ha-edus. I say, come and testify that he owes me money. And the Edom swear we don't know anything about the case because they didn't want to get involved in it. And later on, the Edom admit that we swore falsely. We really did know, but we didn't want to get involved. We didn't want to have a fight with the other guy. So the Pasuk uses the expression, Behu Eid, or Ro, or Yoda. And Lo Yagid Venasavayna, the Edom were present, the Edom were there. And they do know what to testify. But they're afraid to get involved, so they swore falsely, Shurush, Einan, Yodim, Lacha Edus. You don't know anything about the case, then later they admit that they swore falsely. So the expression that the Chumash uses is, who aid, these two witnesses really were witnesses, or ra or yada, either they have yediyah or they saw. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? How can they have yediyah? What, they have Ruach HaKodesh? How do they know the facts of the case if they didn't see? So the Gemara says, no, sometimes you have edus and meskayemus biyediyah baloria. Sometimes they didn't see the actual mice itself. I say the man says to the Edom, I'm going to be Mekadosh B'Biyah, and he locks the door to the bedroom, and the Edom are standing outside. So they didn't see him do the Biyah, but he said he's going to do Kiddush B'Biyah, and they're standing outside. So So that's called Eidus Yediyah Baloi Eidus Riyah. They didn't actually see the thing itself, but they saw enough to understand. Based on what they saw enough to understand. So we assume that's the expression the Gemara uses. That's called Eidus Yediyah Baloi Eidus Riyah. So we assume that's what the Ragachav is saying, that Eidus Yediyah Baloi Eidus Riyah is good for Kiddush Ebiya. It's good for Kiddush Ebiya. Not only if the man tells the Eidim, stand outside of the bedroom, I'm going to be Mekadosh B'Biya. A couple is living together, Kederach Ish V'Yishtoi. So if all the people in the neighborhood are non-Jews or the non-religious Jews, so you don't have two kosher Eidim. But if you have two religious Jews living in the neighborhood and they are aware that this couple, they claim to be married together, they're living together. So they're probably having marital relations once in a while. So even if they were never married from before, the couple claims that they already married the last 25 years. Even if it's not true that they were married. But we see that they're living together now, Kederach Ish V'Yishtoi. So in the stomach they're living together. Maybe they're probably having marital relations now. So that's considered Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. The Eidim, the two religious Jews in the neighborhood, know either they were married from before, as the husband and the wife claim, or they're becoming married now because they're living together now. So that's called Eidus Yediyah Baloi Eidus Riyah. That's called Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Even though Tosfos has 2 days, would it be good for a requirement of a Bezin L'Kiyum HaDavar? Religious Jews in the neighborhood know that the woman goes to mikveh every month. So is that called a Bezdan L'Kiyum HaDavar for the Geirus, that she's tovel in a mikveh and she wants to be observant? We see she's observant. So 2 days in Tosfos, well, it's good for a Bezdan, but for Eidus, for sure it's good. Yeah.
So how do we get out of that nowadays for the Reformed Jews who, you know, living together as husband and wife and don't get divorced again? Or you don't consider the children of there?
Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says that the only time you say Eidam Asabi Lasabi Losnus is if Odomi Adeya, the man knows that he's not married to the woman and he's living with the woman anyway, and people want to be decent, so we assume he's probably living with the woman L'Shem Kiddush Ebiya. He knows that such a thing is Kiddush Ebiya. But here he says the couple thinks that they were married with the clergyman. They had this reform rabbi. So they think that they are married. So they don't have in mind now. They have no doubt in their mind that they're married. So they don't have in mind now that they should be boilish and kiddush. So Moshe says, so that makes it worse or better, whatever you say. They certainly don't have in mind now the shen kiddush, because they already had the benefit of the clergyman when they got married originally.
You need the svar of Yehudah. You also be able to for it to work. You
need that svara also, yeah. We live in a generation where the people, they try it out in advance. So they've been living together for a whole year before they went to reform rabbi. So you can't even say, Eilon Amosa Bilosa Bilosnus. That's another svara, that it just that very often that svara doesn't apply to Zmanazah. You know, it doesn't apply. And if the couple was married already by a reformer, conservative clergyman, they can't say, everybody knows he's not married and he wants to be married. Nobody married by knows. He thinks he is married. He got married with a clergyman.
It doesn't hurt us nowadays that reformers should know we don't consider marriage as marriages?
I don't think it bothers them. They're happy the way they are. So there's no reason in the world why they should want to have a Vade Kiddushin later, that they should have in mind the shame Kiddushin when they're living with their wife. It doesn't bother them. They have their own style of living. I don't think so. Yeah. So that was the Ragachav Zainfal. That when the Rambam quotes that Gemara, Sokol and Mesor from Allah Chazokas, you rely on the Ruba Deleisa Kamon. In this context, Allah Chazokas doesn't mean Chazoka Kamaisa. It means Ruba Deleisa Kamon. Chazoka ain't on the Pareya Tozman. It means the Ruba Deleisa Kamon. So here the Gemara said, Beferish, you do give Din in the Farshas based on Ruba Deleisa Kamon. That's what the statement means. Sokol and Mesor from Allah Chazokas. We assume that this is Isha Bito. We assume that therefore there's Sreifa. We assume there would be a Naira Hamaroso. There would be Skila. There would be Sreifa. There would be Malkas. Balachoso. It says, Beferish, you give Oynish Misa based on a Ruba Deleisa Kamon. Allah Hazokas. How can the Ramam say you really that you don't give? So that's what the Ragachava answers. He says, the Ramam is talking about to ascertain that the person is Jewish. So to become Jewish, you always need a Misa Geiris. But the Rambam is, the Gemara is talking about a relationship, a brother and a sister, a father and a daughter. That's a gila milsa b'yalma. So Eidecha would have been good for that. The pasuk that says Yinuto Edom doesn't go in such a case. Eidecha would have been good. Eidecha is good, so you can't say anything less than two Edom is no good, Rav is no good. Eidecha would have been good. So if Eidecha is good, so you have no diuk from the pasuk to knock off Rav. So Rav would be good. So that solves some of the cases of Soklim Asarf Malach Hazokas. The Hazoka is they came to town acting as if they're brother and sister, acting as if they're mother and son. So that chazaka we understand. But then a couple comes, they act out as if they're husband and wife. So then you assume that they are husband and wife. So someone else, a mizana with the woman, they're going to get misa. Husband and wife, that's already a kiddushin. That needs a maisa. That's not a gila milsa b'yam. That would need two edim. That's the time that there was a maisa kiddushin. So why should you say that the sokol esorf malach hazaka is in that case? So that's what the Rav Gatshavi says. No, because either they already were married from before, as they're acting, make them believe as if they're married. And if it's not true that they were married before, then they're getting married under our eyes. Now they're getting married because they're living together. Kedach ish v'yishtoy. Odimedea that you need kiddushin. So we're seeing the kiddushin right now. So the Edom in the neighborhood, it's not that we're giving a misa based on the rule of the Leisa Kaman that's ascertaining that they already are married from before. No, it's a mimon of shach. Either they're married already. If they're not married, they're getting married under our eyes.
If they're not married, it still works out from a rove, because there are some men that don't have relations with their wives. Unless you say that's such a strong rove that it counts as if it's...
Very good question. I don't know. Yes, so Gan Nachama, that's the topic of Roy by Nefoshes. That's the part of the topic. We didn't exhaust the whole topic. Again, the Gemara says, according to the one Tana, Rabbi Yoshi and Miyos and Tanoim, according to the first Tana Rabbi Yoshi on the top of Gimel and Beis, so the whole pasuk from the beginning to the end, I don't know the whole pasuk. The first two thirds of the pasuk, let's say Racham Leroyes, that for sure is only in the Foshes. That doesn't go on Mominus. The Roy Vechod is not good enough to administer an Einish Misa. That's only a Misa Malkus. And then the second part of the pasuk is Lintois, that you should always have a Bez Noita. The third part of the pasuk is Acharam Lahatas. So Lintot was Machleg Zabyoshi Rabbi Yonison. Rabbi Yoshi holds the need for a bezin nota in bezin shokah. He should never have an even number in a bezin is only by nefashas. Does not apply in any other bezin. So he says the third phrase in the pasuk Acharam Lahatas also only. Rabbi Yoshi has third phrase also only goes on nefashas. The whole pasuk from the beginning to the end only goes on nefashas. How do you know by mamonis it's good? The Gemara says it's a kavachaymer. So that's what Tosis discusses. So why shouldn't you use a kavachaymer if Rav is good to give the chiyuv misa? And not only Rav, a split vote in the best. Rav is good to ascertain the facts of the case. So why shouldn't Rav be good by mominus? And we at Samach like his Rav Shmuel, we pass an en holchem a mominus. Achar Rav is no good by mominus. Achar Rav is good by nefashas. So the Tosis in Bava Kama Dav Chazayin and the base answers. In the bottom of the Tosfos, below the bottom line and the bottom Tosfos, they give you all the cross references. The Tosfos in Bava Kama says, that's a new Gzeres HaKosev. Ha-Motzi Mechaver, all of Araya. In Mominus, there's a concept of Muchzok, so to be Motzi Mom for the Muchzok, you need Araya Alimta, the Rav is not good. But by Nefoshes, the person is not a Muchzok on his life. Muchzok is only on property. No Muchzok on your life. That's one Shita. And our Tosfos does not agree. Our Tosfos holds any roiv that's good by nefashas must be good by mominus. So if there are roivs that are no good by mominus, must be such a roiv by nefashas would also be no good. Why should it be no good by nefashas? By mominus it's no good because you have a concept of muchzuk. You have to be a muchzuk. By nefashas, why shouldn't it be good? The answer is because we hit tzilu ha'ida. Tzilu ha'ida means you bend over backwards to acquit the nidon. So Tosis would say, whatever Rav is not acceptable by Nefoshes because of a lack of, because of Yitzilu Eido, so such a Rav would be no good by Mominus either because Hamaretzim Chavel of Haray. You need a Raya Limta. Okay. That's our Tosis. That what? Yeah. The Gemara says Yitzilu Eido applies to Malkus, even though Malkus, the Mishnah Lamed Beis gave Asor Chilukim Shebein Mominus to Nefoshes. So we said Malkus is Begimel, but the other nine dinim do apply. Yitzilu Eida does apply. And you have, on the other hand, you have Sharan Niskol is Chav Gimel, and Mesis is Chav Gimel, But the other nine differences don't apply, because by Shor HaNiskal and by Mesis, there's no mitzvah v'hitzilu eda. By Mesis, it says, L'sach ma'al olav v'loisach ha'solov, and by Shor HaNiskal, it's a behemah, so there's no enyan of v'hitzilu eda.
We treat the lavin of Arayas, Kohen Negrusha, as Dovish Be'erva, or do we treat that as Yisrael Be'erva?
Mean to ascertain that a woman is a zayna, to ascertain that a woman is a grusha, that she's not allowed to marry a kohen. So the Rambam writes that Eid Echod is Neman. Eid Echod comes and testifies, this woman was never a little this woman is a grusha, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. So the Rambam writes Eid Echod is Neman in that case. And the Sheikh Shmaitzer quotes the Tosfos Reed, quotes the Rambam and disagrees with the Rambam. He says, no, it's a beferish gemara, that to say that the woman, ima nishbis b'maydim, to say that a woman is a shvuya, asura l'koin. A woman who was held captive in a non-Jewish prison is asura l'koin midirabbanon, because we are afraid maybe she was nivala, maybe she was nensa by the goy. If they held her in prison just because she owed money to someone, they're not gonna rape her. But if she's held in prison because they have the right to kill her, then they have the right to do anything they want with her. So if the woman is a shvuya, so she's asur l'kayim medirabban. So the according to the Rambam, that Eid Echad is good to say that a woman is a zayin l'kayim. So why does the Gemara say? The Gemara says by Yani Hamelach, and Eid Echad came and said, "Imon nishbis b'maydin." The mother was a shvuya in the war, in the Melchemes Achashmonaim, one of the wars. The mother was a shvuya asur l'kayim. And she didn't get divorced from her husband. She remained with her husband. And Yanai was born from that marriage. So the Gemara says that Eid Echod wouldn't be believed. You need two Eidim to say, Imon Nishbis, B'maydiyin. To say the woman is a Shvuyah. So how can the Rambam say, Eid Echod is never to say the woman is Nivalo Lagoy? The Gemara says, you need two Eidim to say Nishbis. You certainly need two Eidim to say Nivalo. So that's the Kasha that they ask on the Rambam. So the Achrayim, Machne Ephraim, I think, has this. Machne Ephraim has long essays, then he has the Oris on the Rambam. So the Machne Ephraim defends the Rambam. He says the only time the Rambam would agree that you need two Eidim is if the woman was married already to a Kohen. The woman is married to the Kohen. And Eid Echad comes and says she has to get divorced because she's Nishbis B'Maydin. She's a Shvuya. So that's a Dovish of the Erva. To say that a married woman has to get divorced, mitachas baila, that's mamish Dovish of the Erva, to say on ishus and non-ishus. But to say on a single girl that the woman is a shvuya, and therefore she's not allowed to marry a kohen, so that the Rambam would say, that would be believed. That's a machloikas. The Rambam and the Tosfos Reed, the Sheikh Shmaitzer quotes all of this.
If Yanai's mother wasn't alive anymore, how does that answer the...
So therefore, one.
Why you need to? So how does that answer the question of why they needed two Eidim by Yanai's is Rabbi trying to answer why by Yanai you needed two Eidim for
this Eidim? Yeah.
Then
I mean, later on, the mother died later on when Yanai was older than mother died, but at the time that she was a shvuya. The Gemara says if there was only Eid Echad who said she was a Shvuya, then she would not have to get divorced. The Gemara says, Averish, you need two Eidim to make the husband divorce his wife. At that time she was married, she was alive, she's still married to the husband.
How do we know she was alive?
They say she was Nishbis, and she went back to her husband. She's alive, saying she was a Shvuya, so she's not allowed to go back to the husband. So the Gemara says Eid Echad would not be sufficient. If they want to testify she's a Shvuya, Asur L'Koyim, and the Rabbanon, they've been a Shvuya, you may need two Eidim. So if you need two Eidim to say she's a Shvuya, you need two Eidim to say she's a Nivala L'Akum. So the Rambam will limit that case and that Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Samach Avov. That's only if the woman is married now, and the Eid Echad is going to say she's a Shvuya, Asur L'Koyim, she has to get divorced from her husband. So that's a Dov Shabierva. To say that a woman is married has to get divorced. That's like saying, this garsha and this katsha, you need to wait. To say on a single girl that the woman is a shvuya, asurah l'koyin, and she's not married to anybody yet. So the Rambam writes in that case that Eid Echad would be believed. That's how the Machna Ephraim explains that the Rambam thinks that that Gemara that says you need to wait him to say Shvuya, Nishbais is only in such a situation where the woman is married to the Kohen. So the Eid Echor is, you need to wait him to be made on non-issues. To say the woman is married or is not married, has to get divorced from her husband, that's called Davish Abiyar. But to say that a person is a mamzer, a zayna, a cholal, a halal, or something, that the Eid Echor should be believed. That's a big question. What falls under the category of Davish Abiyarva, and what falls under the category of Eid Echor and Abiyar? Okay, we'll have to discuss this some other time. Okay, so Nachamo. So we discussed this Tosis a little bit. Tosis raised the topic of Roy Bedin in the Nefashos. Yeah. Then the Gemara continues towards the bottom of Gimel and Beis. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta. Rebbe's opinion is that Dinim Amenes Bechamishon. So we mentioned last week that on the bottom of the page in the Tosefta, they have. They have the Chas de Dov and they have the Minchas Bikurim. I already forgot. So one of them quotes the Sefer HaKrisis. That's by one of the Balei HaTosfos, the Rashbam Kenan. So he asks that Rav Yehuda Anasi is the one who edited the Mishnayos. So his opinion is that Dinim Amenes Bachamisha, so how come he didn't put his opinion in the Mishnah? He says Dinim Amenes Bishlosha. If Rabbi edited the Mishnayos, he would have expected that he's going to put his opinion in. Here it's in the Mitzvah Shmuel, excuse me, on the very first page in the Tosef. So the Mitzvah Shmuel, in the second line, quotes it. Says that the Sefer HaKrisis, he asked that question. So he says that Rebbe was honest. He says he knew his opinion was absolutely not accepted. Nobody agreed with him that Dinim Amenes Bachamisha. So he didn't put his opinion in the Mishnah. So his Talmidim put it into the Tosefta. The Tosefta was edited by Rabbi Raboshia. So the Talmidim, out of respect for their Rebbe, for Rabbi Yudanasa, they recorded his view. But Rebbe did not incorporate it in the Mishnah because he knew that he was outvoted. So the Mishnah.
Because on that, every time Rebbe's outvoted, and we don't pass him like him, he shouldn't be in the Mishnah. I'm sure there are many Mishnahs that Rebbe's quoted.
Yeah, it probably depends how much of a Shita Yechido was it. If there was a significant minority who agreed with him, then they'll put it in the Mishnah. But if nobody agreed with him, so they just leave, so Rebbe just leaves it out. That's an interesting, that's a big quote from the Sefer HaKrisis. The Rebbe's opinion is that you need Chamish. Fine. So Gemara says, what is it based on? So Gemara says, because it says, Ashe Yashi'un Elohim. Yashi'un is Loshen Rabin. So the Gemara points out, well, you have a Kri and a Ksiv. It's written Yashi'un, but the Kri is Yashi'un. So the word Elohim could mean singular, could mean plural. Once you have the verb Yashi'un, that means that the word Elohim means two. And then it says before, Nikar Bal Bais Alhu Elohim. So that means two, and this means two, so two and two is four. And there's a shokel, adds up to five. So how come the Chachamim don't agree with Rebbe? Should Taka be five? It says Yashiyun Elohim. Yashiyun is plural. So Elohim should be plural. So the first Elohim should also be plural. So you should need two and two is four, you should need five. So the Gemara says, either Yashiyun, the Dayan who was mentioned before with this Dayan, adds up together to be Rabim, that'll be two, and Emes and Shoki need a third one. Or, the Gemara says, maybe the Nekudas HaMachlekes Rebbe and Rabbanon is that the Ksiv is Yarshion in the singular, and the Kri is Yarshion, so maybe that's the Machlekes. Whenever you have a conflict between the Kri and the Ksiv, what's the story with the Kri and the Ksiv? So we mentioned the other day, the Radak writes on Shabbos, we spoke, the Radak writes more than one place. He writes that the Kri and the Ksiv means that when the Anshin Knesset HaGdala were determining what belongs in the Kisvei HaKodesh, that's an interesting thing. How did they know there was such an institution of Kisvei HaKodesh? Maybe there's only Chamish Uchum Shei Torah. Who gave them the right to add on a Viyim HaKsuvim? How did they know there are going to be three parts to the Torah Shebichzah? Maybe there's only Chamish Uchum Shei Torah dictated by Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's it. So the Gemara Megillah has in the first paragraph, there's a mocker in the end of Parshas Bishalach. It says, the Gemara says they had a tradition. Zos is a reference to the Chamish and Chumash Torah. Zikaron is a reference to Nevi'im. And Masefer is a reference to Ksuv. So you got to understand, what does that mean? What do you see in the word Zos, Zikaron, Masefer? You got to figure it out. But the Anshei Knesset HaGdala had a tradition that there's going to be three parts to the Torah Shebichzal. The Mokar is that Pasuk. So Zos, Zikaron, Masefer. fine, there are going to be three parts, but how did they decide there, the Balabatim, to determine what they used to have votes? They were voting on Shir Hashim, they were voting on Kehelis, they were voting on different Svarim, whether they should be included, should not be included in the Machlokes and about Yecheskel. Who gave them the... How did they know that they're the ones to decide? That's another question. How did the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah know? How did the Sanhedrin know that they're the ones to decide? That's another question. But that's what it says. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were deciding what belongs in the Tanakh and what doesn't belong in the Tanakh. So the Radak has this statement. The Radak, they say, used to teach Gemara to children. So the Radak writes that every Kriyat Ksiv means that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah had two, they had variant texts. And one text read like this, one text read like that. So they decided they're going to make a compromise. They'll put one reading, they'll put in the Ksiv, and one reading, they'll put in the Kri. So this is against the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Dharma, the Aflamaches, the Kri Ksiv is Halacha Moshe Messina. It's not that there's a suffix what the correct reading of the text is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, and in the Nevi'im also there's a reason. It's supposed to be a Ksiv, and it's supposed to be a Kri. And we assume if you write a Sefer Torah, you write according to the Kri, not according to the Ksiv, Sefer Torah will be puzzle. You have to write according to the Ksiv and you have to read it according to the Kri. We mentioned on Shabbos when I spoke on the Parsha that there's a Dion in Achrayim. What about the word Naira? Naira is often spelled Nun Ayin Resh. What if we spell it Nun Ayin Resh Hey? Is that a Kri, a Ksiv? The Ksiv is Nun Ayin Resh and the Kri is Nun Ayin Resh Hey. What do you say? No, there are two correct ways to spell the word Naira in Biblical Hebrew. You can spell it Nun Ayin Resh, spell it Nun Ayin Resh. Nafkamina will be whether the pasuk will be the Evid. Because in last week's Seder, we had the pasuk about Petsua Daka. And so the Ashkenaz Sefer Torah have Daka with a Hey, and the Sfaradish have with an Aleph. So the question is, which is the correct Masorah? Is Petsua Daka supposed to be spelled with an Aleph or with a Hey? So all the Sefer Torah in the world are Suffolk Kosher, Suffolk Pasul. Sefer Torah Shechosar Esachas is Pasul. So it's supposed to be spelled Suodaka with A with an Aleph. You spelled it the wrong way, so it should be Pasul. So how does anybody say a Brocha on Kriyas HaTorah? Everybody knows that there's a Suffolk, whether Suodaka is a Hay or an Aleph. How do you say a Brocha? So this is an issue that the Poskim talk about for centuries. So the Menchas Chinuch, who was pretty recent, he died 100 years ago, died in the early 1900s, I think. The Menchas Chinuch gives the answer that everybody accepts. Menchas Chinuch says, let's say, Petsua Daka, you spell it with a Kuf. That's absolutely an error. Petsua Daka is a Chav. So that's a misspelling, so it's possible. But if you spell Petsua Daka, Dalet Chav Al, Dalet Chav Hey, both are correct spellings in the dictionary. One is Hebrew, one is Aramaic. But they're both valid, they're both correct spellings. Say, Petar Shechasar Esachas means that there's a misspelling. But if all the spellings are correct based on the dictionary spelling, just that it's supposed to be spelled, the Masorah has it, it's supposed to be spelled differently, so Menchas Chinuch has a Chiddush, that doesn't possible by the Yevid. Even if Tzodak is supposed to be spelled the other way, with a Hey, with an Aleph, but the Yevid will be kosher the way it's spelled, not because it's not a misspelling. Unless you have a Kri and a Ksiv, the Menchas Chinuch says, Kri and a Ksiv, if you write according to the Kri, that'll be possible. That's exactly what the Kri and Ksiv is all about. He's supposed to write it one way, he's supposed to read it a different way. So that's a Shaila. What about, what's the story with Naira? Let's say the Sefer writes, every time it says Naira, he spells it Nun Ayin Resh. Is that a Kri Ksiv? It's supposed to be spelled Nun Ayin Resh, supposed to be pronounced Nun Ayin Resh. So if it's a Kri Ksiv, it passes by the Evid if you write it according to the Kri. What do you say? No, it's not a Kri Ksiv. There are two valid spellings for the word Naira. Biblical Hebrew can either be spelled like this or like that. So that's a suffix. The Poskim after the Menchas Chinuch in the last 100 years, they accepted the Menchas Chinuch's answer on the Petsua Daka, and then they raised the question, what about the spelling of Naira? What's the story? So this sugi is going to be about Kri Ksiv. Whenever you have a Kri Ksiv, and you can either establish the halacha based on the Kri, based on the Ksiv, so how do you establish it? So the Tosfos Kulu Svira Lahu, Tosfos Andala and Aleph writes, if there's a way to establish halacha, to darshan the Kri and the Ksiv both together, that's the best. So you establish that halacha. Like we said, Chiyutan Mayim Al Zera. So the Gemara says, Yutan is spelled Yud Tav Nun. Should it be spelled Yud Vav Tav Nun? So the Gemara darshans Yutan Dumya Deyitein. So you darshan both the Kri and the Ksiv. So every so often you have Yire Yeroi Kedach Shabaliris Kach Bolei Rois, the Gemara and Dalet on the base. So sometimes you darshan the Kri and the Ksiv both together. What if there's no way to establish the halacha by including both of them together, and you have a toss-up. So you paskin la'alocha based on the kriya, based on the ksiv. So that's exactly the machlokes. You say yeshem la'mikra, you say yeshem la'masaris. The mikra means the kriya, the masaris means the masoretic text, the ksiv. Why do you say yeshem la'mikra? Why not yeshav la'mikra? I don't know. But they have one of the collection of the tshuvas agam, that's the first tshuva. In Europe, 100 years ago. The first tshuva, one of the tshuvas agam is about that. Why do you say binyanav? Why isn't it binyanein? How come over here it's yeshem la'mikra and there it's binyanav? So they give some kind of explanation. I forgot already what. Okay. So the Gemara has this whole discussion. The Gemara gives various cases. So there's Vikas Adam of the Chatas, we spoke about it already. Karnos, Karnos, Karnos. We spoke about it, you add up Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. Same over here, Karnos, Karnos. And the Sukkah also, you add up Basukas, Basukas, Basukas. Then the Gemara has four lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Machlokes of Akida Nachachamim. The din is that a mace is metame b'maga b'masa b'ohel. A Jewish dead body is metame b'maga b'masa u'ba'ohel. And kezayis ben ames, kezayis basa ben ames, is ben tami, b'maga b'masaba. What about dam? So the din is, revi is dam ben ames, is also. Revi is dam ben ames. Why did they pick on the shir, revi is dam? Why is revi is dam? An adult needs more than revi is dam to survive. Probably a tiny infant, a fetus. Revi is dam, if you're a little infant, that's not even born yet, that's how much dam you need. So there's a machlekes hatanoim here, Rabbi Kiva Nachachamim. What if you have a revi is dam, bo mishnei mesim? There's a half a revi is dam from one mes, half a revi is dam from another mes, and you put them together in an ohel. Adei metamei b'magam emasa b'ohel anad. So that's a machlokes. Rabbi Akiva says revi is dam bom mishnei meisim is metamei because it says I'll call nafshos meis. There's a kriya and a ksiv. The ksiv is nafshas, and the kriyas are called nafshos meis. So Rabbi Akiva understands the kri. Rabbi Akiva holds yeshem lamikra. He followed the kri, and the kri implies that it's shtei nefashos v'shir echod. You have one revi is dam habom mishnei meisim. That's mitzaref to be metamei. The chachamim disagree. They hold nafshas ksiv. They hold that Yeshem Lama, sorry, so you follow the Ksiv, and according to the Ksiv, has to come from one mace. So it's a machalikus hatanoim. So Tosis here has a kasha. Tosis dima mascha minayin le'revi is dam. They're bothered with a kasha. They quote a Mishnah from Perakot Shemizbeach. It says, Zvochem daf yud zayin. It's not in Zvochem, it's in Me'ilah daf yud zayin. It's a misprint in Tosis. It's in Me'ilah daf yud zayin. So there's a Mishnah that says, when are things mitzar from yachad? Has to be shmarseim shavim and shiureim shavim. So Tosis has a kasha. Why does Rabbi Akiva need a pasuk? I should have known on my own that the revi is not b'omam mishnei meisim is mitzar because it's shmarseim shavim and shiureim shavim. So maybe we'll start from that tomorrow. Maybe we'll start from that tomorrow. There's a sefer on Meila that's called Keren Ora, fantastic sefer, authored by the brother of the Mishkanes Yankiv. We learned in Balazhan. We must have mentioned anything when the Mishkan's Yankee this year. No. He's a major player in yeshivas. So he has a big piece over there. We'll discuss what he has to say. Okay. And this test is Kasha. Quite a few Gedolim all give the same answer. The Chazon Ish and the Stipler independently, and Rab Chaim and the Rabbina Rebbe wrote a Sefer on Taras. And a few others, they all say the same, and the big Dash David, they all give the same answer. But we've got to discuss it. Now.
Maybe, can you send me that recording?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I know.
You should
be happy.
Yeah, I'm recording.